Well, hello guys. Now, here's a sad video. The UK has changed radically since I used to remember it. You can go to London and say for a few places, it doesn't seem like London at all. It seems more like Beirut. You know, it's all down to that multiculturalism and diversity. Things are tough for everybody in the UK nowadays. If you're lucky enough to have a job, you're just working to live. Most of the infrastructure in the UK is broken, and there's not enough money around to fix it. I always remembered years ago, English used to have the stiff upper lip, you know, no matter what happens, they kept their sort of enjoyment in life. Not anymore. Most people are very miserable here. I believe it has been run by the Conservatives for the last 14 years, but they weren't really Conservatives anymore. They were quite far left. That's okay, the election will sort that out. No. Labour has just got into power, so the destruction of the UK will be sped up quite a lot. Keir Starmer is a flip-floppy, weak man. It's funny because a lot of other countries, European countries as well, are going a little bit right with their governments. But they're not really right, they're just in the middle. They just seem right because of the other people have gone so far left. But the Labour government in the UK is way left. And we've seen what destruction left parties do in every country. France has woken up a bit, although they have Le Pen, which I'm not too sure about it. It's Femon. Other countries, I believe, like Denmark, Netherlands, have all gone right. So England goes what? Left. Jesus. And it looks like in the Labour Party that Femons are playing a major part. And they will probably be running the show, which means it will be way far left and feminized. Which means, of course, it'll be woke. So, of course, there'll be a lot of virtual signalling, but nothing will be done. The English way of life is no more. This is a small country with too many people in it. I was talking to a guy I was working with. He's an immigrant from another country. And the UK has got so bad, he's thinking about going back to his country, where it's actually better than the UK. Canada has gone downhill too for the last 8 years. It's been destroyed, its culture, by Justin Trudeau, whose time is coming to an end, hopefully. It may not be too late for Canada. It also may not be too late for the United States, but it's right on the wire. But it is far too late now for the United Kingdom, which will never recover from a Labour Party. The Conservative Party in the UK is actually to blame, because it was the smallest turnout for voting in the last 50 years or so, I think. It's not that Labour won, it's just that nobody voted for the Conservatives, because they didn't do what they said they were going to do. Nigel Farage and the Reform Party got quite a lot of votes, considering they've just started. And Nigel Farage, probably the only candidate that actually is talking sense. But the political system in the UK is rigged. And it's difficult for somebody from the outside of the group to get in and get any sort of power. Unfortunately, this is the final nail in the coffin for the UK. What it needed was an intervention, but it didn't get it. And it looks like I'll be going down with her. Farewell, gentlemen. Well, I may as well make a pot of tea.